What does modern rock music have in common with the Romantic period of history? Well, quite a lot, as we'll find out today in the Philosopher's Zone.
One of the reasons I wanted to write this book is to look at the way that Romantic philosophy was being played out on this incredible scale, you know, with bands like My Chemical Romance. Everybody said, oh, they're an emo band, you know, and I've since discovered that they're not really. It's actually very, very similar when you look at it to things like Wordsworth's poem, The Prelude, because the story that it tells basically is of somebody who grew up with dreams, you know, who grew up with ideas in their head and a vision of the world and a dream of happiness. And then later on was disappointed by the failure of the real world to live up to those dreams. And so you have this picture of a world just full of struggle and strife, you know, a world that is almost insurmountably bad. I started to realize just how far the rhetoric of romantic philosophy had permeated popular culture, and I think a lot of it got there through rock and roll.
These days, in the Western world at least, it's not poetry that young people recite in their bedrooms late at night, but song lyrics.
So we'll go no more a-roving so late into the night, though the heart be still as loving and the moon be still as bright. For the sword outwears its sheath, and the soul wears out the breast, and the heart must pause to brood and love itself and rest. Though the night was made for loving,
the younger Schopenhauer seems to me to be very emo. If you met him today, you know, you would say there's an emo because this is a guy who had a pretty good upbringing and education and did the grand tour and saw the world and came back and got a pretty good job in office. But as soon as he got there, he kind of sat there and went, you know what? Life is pointless. I've seen what is supposedly the best that life has to offer. And I don't think it's that good. Like, in fact, I'm pretty sure that all I can expect from life from this point on is more struggle and sorrow and misery and disappointment. I think there's something really heroic about that. You know, again, most romantics don't really go the distance. They tend to kind of...
Especially when they're young, they have the feelings and then they start to ease up on the world a little.
Yes, you might say start to lead, you know, happy lives. Maybe they have kids or you know, find some satisfaction in their work.